The White Feathers Directive, Episode 13, A Far Superior Power.
It looks like a far superior intelligence has disarmed us all to leave the showdown in your hands alone, Director.
You shut up, Ito! I've had enough of you and your smug words!
The bullet traced a gleaming red line through the air. It slowed down right in front of Major Ito, then described a curve and headed towards Director Nakamura.
What the hell?
You got that almost right.
Ah! My arm!
Makia moved to Kuri's time-frozen body.
What were you doing, young Kuri?
The angel placed a finger on Kuri's forehead.
A human's life should never be taken in such a violent manner.
A light emanated from Kuri's body, shrinking into what looked like a small bluish flame, flickering brightly in Makia's palm.
Farewell, Miyahara Kuri.
Zenzo ran through the streets of the city. The citizens were in a panic, milling around randomly, ebbing and flowing like a tide of chaos. Debris littered the streets, though the buildings here were still mostly intact.
Father! Over here! You have to come with us. Mother is in trouble. I think she's going to kill someone.
Let's hope it's only someone she intends to kill.
Oh dear. Let's go.
Whew. Nanoka closed her eyes, focusing on Makia's location, and teleported.
Mother has been pursued by Seema for over 200 years. It seems even celestial benevolence has its limits.
Well, it's different this time. I fear she is losing herself.
Still, an angel shouldn't. What has happened here?
Nanoka crouched at the edge of the caved-in floor, looking down on the scene, one level below. Makia was hovering there, in front of Director Nakamura.
It seems like Kuri didn't make it.
Oh no!
Is there anything you have left to say, young Kenshin?
Me?
You cursed angel!
Father? Where am I?
Oh my. Are you pretending to care for your son, Director?
A red line in the air showed the trajectory of the bullet. Mere centimeters in front of Makia's face, it was frozen in midair.
Die! 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 Die!
Six gleaming red lines pointed from the gun's barrel toward the angel's body.
As you wish.
Mother! No!
You stay out of this, Nanoka.
But, Mother...
This is for my fairy at the shrine, Major Ito. This one is for Koshiro.
Mother, no!
Quiet, child of mine.
No, Kenshin-kun.
Nanoka climbed down the rubble to the floor below.
This one is for Miyahara Kuri.
Mother, you can't do this. You can't kill people.
It's wrong. This is not you, Maki-chan.
I know, but it's too late now, darling. Still, my daughter has a good point, and so
So has my husband, Zenzo.
Why are you doing this?
Why were you doing this?
Should I have objected to? Mother was on the brink of death as I found her. But still, you shouldn't have.
222 years. I let myself go.
This director destroyed an entire town only to catch you?
Seema hunted angels for over 700 years.
There was a vibration in the air, and Makia slowly kneeled and bowed. In the air before Makia appeared two celestial council guards, clad in bright, whitish ceremonial attire, holding impressive celestial halberds.
I violated the celestial rules. I will have to make amends.
Makia, Knight of the Celestial Guardians, we have come to accompany you to the Celestial Council.
Mom?
I will comply. I have no excuses for what I have done. However, I appeal to your mercy to please spare my children and my husband.
In fact, we would like to ask the two humans with celestial ancestry to come with us too. The Celestial Council also wishes to see them.
What about me? I am of celestial ancestry as well, right?
You are, but your bloodline has been thinned to the point of impotence. You could not survive where we are going.
I am sort of curious where Mother comes from.
Nanoka clung to Shiro's side, looking at the celestial guards in blank-eyed amazement. It was all becoming too much, now that the heat of the moment was fading.
I don't want any of this. I wish none of this had happened.
As you wish, you shall remain here.
What? What will happen to our mother? Will she be coming back?
Very unlikely. But you and your brother will.
I'll come with you then, wherever you're going.
Makia relaxed in relief. Her hair was somewhat in disarray, touching the ground the way she lowered her head. She stood up, opened her eyes, and gently lifted her hand, gazing through her long strands of silverish hair at Zenzo.
I am sorry.
How is this fair? Maki-chan, you come back into my life, and now you're going for good?
We'll come back, Father. They said so. Right?
Nanoka turned her gaze to the celestial guards, who nodded in response.
Maki-chan.
This angel is known for her worrisome, selfish, and erratic behavior. We suppose you didn't tell them that your duty on this planet was going to be over soon as well?
I did not. Something needed to be done about Seema. My successor will not face the same hardship as I did.
The Council will decide if this counts as an extenuating circumstance.
Zenzo, your heart won't be the only one suffering.
A Celestial Knight knows about her responsibilities and acts wisely, accordingly.
I suppose I should be grateful for the few years we did have. Goodbye, Maki-chan.
Seema is as much to blame for our hardship. We'll be back soon, Father. Hanging there.
Farewell, Earth. Farewell, Zenzo.
Goodbye, Father. Brother and I will come back to you. I promise. You won't be alone.
Nanoka looked around at the devastated city one last time as the world seemed to glow and fade around her. So much destruction, so much death. And it was at least partly her fault, just for being who she was.
I'll come back. I'll come back and I'll do everything I can to help. That's what I have to do. That's what an angel does.